Hey people, welcome to Two Scoops of Truth. On this podcast, I'll be dishing out words of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and lots more. If this is your first time tuning in, please subscribe in order to get the notification when a new episode is available. To all my listeners, thank you for coming on board on this amazing journey as we learn and grow together. So, fasten your seatbelts, sit tight, and enjoy the ride as I serve you two scoops of truth. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Scoops of Truth. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. I'm really thankful. I'm just so excited. Sometimes, you know, we get discouraged, we get frustrated with life, and you know, the enemy just tries to distract us. But I want to encourage us to keep staying consistent and, you know, keep being optimistic, you know, and just hold on to our faith, because again, God is always working, you know, on our behalf. He's always doing things beyond what we can see, and he's just amazing. You know, he's the God of times and seasons, I guess, is the way I want to put it, because times and seasons are in his hands, actually, is what I want to say. So don't look at the time or the years that have gone by, or you know, just don't let it bother you and make you think that something is late, because again, God is in charge of times and seasons. He is not ruled by it. He's God all by himself. So don't be baffled. Don't be worried or cry because people around you seem to be moving faster than you. You know, so I just want to encourage us. I really didn't even plan to talk about this, but the Holy Spirit just led me to do this. Today I'm recording this in the evening. I don't know what time you're listening to this. It could be in the morning, it could be in the afternoon, evening, it could be a weekend, a weekday for you, whatever it is, you know, whatever country you're listening to this, wherever time it is, I want you to know that God is always on time, and your time will come. Do you ever remember the time that, let's see, you got something amazing or something really great happened to you somewhere, somehow, somewhere in the world? Someone died on that day, someone got bad news on that day, but for you, that was probably the happiest day of your life, you know. So just know that, you know, things are gonna happen in life, and just because it's happening for other people doesn't mean that your turn isn't coming. So just be patient, you know, just be patient and know that your turn will come. And don't think that because something isn't working, it's not your season. You know, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you know that Psalm 1 verse 3 is your portion. If you're planted, you know, by the rivers of water, and if you're constantly meditating on God's word day and night, you know that you produce fruit in your season, and it's always your season. You're never out of season. So just trust God that, you know, he'll make all things work together for your good. I mean, look at Joseph in the Bible. He went through he went through phases of doubt, phases of rejection, phases where he probably thought God had abandoned him. But little did he know that all these things were adding up, you know, for his success. I think there's a portion in the Bible that says that, and the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. Like, if they had told Joseph the day they put him in the pit that when he got to Potiphar's house, it will be recorded that, and the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man, he would literally be like, really? How? You know, if they had told Joseph that some girl somewhere will be talking about him today, or that we Christians will be referring to him as like someone to look up to, he'll be like, please, Like, what's the Bible? Why is my name going to be in it? You know, you just don't know what God is doing in your life. So just trust him. Whatever you're going through, it might be for someone. In fact, most times it is for someone. It is for you to encourage someone, you know. So just trust God and know that all things are working together for your good. There's nothing that's going to come as a surprise to God concerning your situation. Nothing. Because he knows the end from the beginning. Again, he's not ruled by time. He's God. He's God all by himself. So all you need to do is trust him. All you need to do is know that if he's with you, nothing can be against you. Nothing. No one will be against you, you know. So just trust God and know that whatever might seem unstable, whatever might seem confusing right now, God is aware. God is aware. You know, it's sometimes easy to say. Sometimes it feels like no one knows what you're going through. But trust me, people do. The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. I believe it's in Ecclesiastes. There's nothing that you're going through that's new to God. There are people who have been through worse, who are going through the same thing. But remember that God will never give you more than what you can bear. And so today, I just want to encourage us to remember that this, whatever is, you know, upsetting you or making you cry, making you put on a brave face at work or at church, but then coming back home to wet your pillows with tears, remember, just know that, just keep saying to yourself that this too shall pass. The storm won't last. Storms don't last. Do they last? No. It comes, it rages, but it passes. And so whatever situation is upsetting you, just say, peace, be still. Decree and declare what you want to see. That's not the time for you to panic. That is not. You know that as Christians, as believers, these things will come. These times will come where you go through turbulence. But just know that the Lord will get you to your destination safely. Don't put a full stop to where God has only put a comma. No. Don't conclude on him. Don't give up on him. Please. He loves you. He loves you. God loves you beyond the way you love yourself. He loves you. And as hard as it is to accept it, but either based on things that you think you've done that doesn't merit his forgiveness or his love, remember that he loves you unconditionally. You know, God isn't like us human beings where we love someone and if they upset us, we probably say, oh, I don't want to talk to them anymore. I don't want to, you know, be their friend. No. God literally, it's like a Even earthly fathers can disown and dislike their children, but God isn't like them. God isn't like them. So just know that he loves you, and whatever you're going through is a phase. Again, I'll still refer to Joseph. He went through, but he needed it. I think he needed it because when he had his dream and was, you know, a blabbermouth, like some of us have been about our vision and we've told the wrong people. But it still worked together for our good. But we had to, you know, we have to go through that phase where it seems like nothing is going to happen. You know, Joseph was, I believe, 17 when he had the dream. And fast track to like 13 years later, he was 30 and then became second in command to Pharaoh. But he passed through so much. He like, who would have thought that when they were throwing him into prison that he'll come out and in one day be the second in command because of a gift that God has given him? He didn't know, but he kept trusting God. He kept giving glory to God. And when he was in Potiphar's house, the Bible says in Genesis 39, verse 2, it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man." And he was in the house of someone who wasn't even a Christian. But that grace, that favor of God was upon him. And those who are around him will see that, wow, this person is favored. This person, the Lord is with them. And when you're around them, things begin to happen. You know, you receive favor in God's sight and in the sight of men. So just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep asking for God to surround you with his love, with his favor, with his strength and his presence. Most importantly, you need the presence of the Lord to go with you. Even though God is everywhere, you need the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Almighty God to be with you. So when people see you, they see the grace of God over you. You know, when you speak, even as you walk past, you know, like, just ask God to continue to be with you. Because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean that through the phase and whatever you're going through right now, doesn't mean that God can't use you or use the situation. Have you ever missed an appointment or missed, maybe you wanted to buy gas or petrol at a particular place and you didn't end up doing that, or you wanted to go to a particular store and then you ended up going to another store, and then you ended up meeting someone at the second option that you went to, and you ended up maybe, I keep saying ended up, and then for some reason started speaking to them about God, and it just there was just a flow. That's ordered steps. God ordered your steps. So, you know, just let God have his way. Yes, you didn't plan on it, but eventually it worked out for your good and for the glory of God. So I said all that to say that if you're going through something now that's unplanned, that seems like it's not what you want, it's not where you want to be. Maybe you're at a job that you really dislike. Maybe you're living somewhere you don't really like. Don't complain. Be grateful. One reason why I say be grateful is because someone somewhere doesn't have a job. Someone somewhere doesn't have a roof over their head. Yes, they're being horrible to you at that house. Yes, they're being rude to you at that job. Yes, they don't appreciate you. Yes, they don't like you in that family that you're married to. But don't complain. Some people want to be married. And yes, you might be like, oh, they can come and marry this man. They can come and marry this family and see what it's like. No, don't say that. Pray about it and watch things turn around. There is no perfect place. There is no perfect home. Trust me. Life is full of mystery. And the older you get, the more you walk with the Holy Spirit, the more you realize that you are where you need to be. You are where God wants you to be. So don't rush. Don't watch. There's a Yoruba proverb, and I know it in Yoruba, but I'm trying to translate it in my head in English, because Yoruba is not, you can't translate Yoruba literally, but it's like saying, don't look at somebody else's time to measure your timeline. You know, I'm sure people who understand Yoruba, if they're listening to this, they'll be like, oh, I know what she's trying to say. You know, but basically don't measure other people's success with yours. Don't let other people be a yardstick for your progress. You know, just be encouraged that your time will come, and God makes everything beautiful in its time. In its time. Not your time. Its time. There are seasons for particular fruits or trees, leaves, you know, whatever it is, or some flowers. So just know that everything is that God is a God of order. Order. I was reading the book of Exodus the other day, and I was so amazed And I was like, Exodus? I didn't think I was going to learn anything from this place other than the laws and the rules and regulations. But I saw something that made me highlight a few verses in this chapter. And, you know, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I learned that God is the master planner. The Israelites want something one way, but God is like thinking far ahead. And it made me realize that when God isn't doing something, it's for our own good. And I'm going to try to do an episode on what I learned, but it was too deep. I was in awe of God, and I was like, wow, I've been reading this book and I haven't really stumbled on this revelation. No, but the word of God is amazing. And I just, you know, I said all that to say that I learned in that passage that God is a master planner. He's so perfect. I used to be worried when I was late for an event or something. I usually like being on time. So I was going for a wedding, or I think it was a wedding, and I had to be there at a particular time, or according to my time, and I was going to be there. And there was so much traffic. Oh, Lord, traffic. And I was like, oh, I was saying to someone who was driving me, and I was like, oh, I really need to be there. What's going on? Yes, it was my aunt. And my aunt was like, calm down. We'll get there when God wants us to get there. Trust me, guys. At that time, I was like, oh, Lord, what's she saying? Like, I don't want to be late. They're going to look at me like I'm a bad person, or I did this on purpose. The event is going to be done. My auntie wasn't even panicking. She didn't even budge. I was like, why isn't she bothered? I guess it's my event, so it's my problem, you know. But guys, when I got there, they hadn't finished, but they were sort of like, they'd done what the major parts, and I mean I still got there. Long story cut short. But I don't know how to say this. It almost seems as if God planned it to the T. The people I didn't want to see, I didn't see. The people I wanted to see, I saw. Like, it was just perfect. I can't say too much, but it was just perfect timing. And then I had to say to my aunt, I said, Auntie, you are so right. If I had gotten here 5 minutes before, I would have been upset. And she was like, oh, really? I thought you were panicking in the car. And I was like, hey, had I known? I didn't know that God, you know, this was happening for my own good, you know? So sometimes when things seem chaotic, seem out of order, seem like it's running late, trust me, it's not. Trust me, God is doing it. God is working. Yes, you want that baby. You've been married for 3 years. Yes, you've been married for 3 months and you want a baby. Yes, you're 35. Yes, you're 39 and you want to be married before you're 40. Chill. What if God says you're going to get married at 42? Some people get married at 37 and they have 4 children before they're 40. Some people get married at 30 or 25 and they don't even have a child until they're 45. So what would you prefer? I mean, just chill and let God order your steps. We have different destinies, you know? So let's just... I mean, I said all these things to say that we have to relax and let God order our steps, because like the songwriter, you know, says, you've got times and seasons in your hands. You know, he's God. He's God all by himself. He's not ruled by the clocks or the Gregorian calendars that we use on earth. He's God all by himself. He's just too awesome. And so sometimes when things seem foggy and, you know, it just seems like it's chaotic and it's just not going according to your timetable, just say, okay, God, I clearly see you working, you know. Just have your way, Lord, have your way, have your way. Because when it's time and God says it's time, oh, trust me, nothing can move it. When God comes to you and says, this time next year, you will have a son. This time next year, Sarah will have a child. This time next year, blah, blah, blah. This time next month, you'll be married. This time next 3 days, you'll receive that contract. It will happen because he has said it. But don't try to, this is not, you know, a movie that you're watching on TV. You can fast forward, rewind. No, don't even try to fast track or jump ahead of the time. Just leave it on play and let God do his work. Let God do his work. Trust him. Rely on him. And know that your time is your time. And my time is my time. Don't be envious of anybody. Be happy for people when, you know, they're celebrating and all that. And just know that something good, in fact, not just something good, amazing things are going to happen for you as well. As long as you love God, as long as you are called according to his purpose, all things will work together for your good. So don't rush. If you rush in, you rush out. If you rush to get married or get engaged, you're going to rush out. Don't rush. God is working behind the scenes. He's working for your good. He's working for my good. And so today I just want to encourage us, you know, not to let life or timelines or people's achievements affect us. I just want us to know that God is not ruled by our time, but he's a master planner. He orders our steps. He's our navigator. He's our everything. So just believe in him, trust him, and let him be the driver and, you know, in your car on this journey. You take the back seat and let him, you know, just say, Jesus, take the wheel. I do that sometimes and I can't handle it. I'm like, which I really can't handle anything. So I'm like, Jesus, hey, have your way. Have your way, God, because I clearly do know it. I don't know anything. You know all things. Like most times when I let it go, guys, it's perfect because he's in control. He's in control. He's in control all the time. Even with this recording that I didn't plan to do today, but I know it's for someone. I know it might not be for, if a billion people listen, it may not be for any of them but one person. But God that allowed me do this tonight and record this, I know has a plan. It might be for me. It might be for me one day when I'm, you know, feeling a certain way and I just listen to it. It might encourage me, you know. So I just want us to be encouraged and just know that God is working on our behalf and we should just trust him and relax. He's preparing that table before you right in the presence of your enemies. So don't pray for all of them to die. Just keep walking. Just keep walking through that valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil. Just keep walking. It's a valley, yes, but keep walking. It's not death. It's just the shadow of death. Keep walking, for he is with you. Can you imagine? He is with you. Even through the valley, his rod and his staff are there to comfort you. His word, you know, messages that you can listen to encourage you. It's helping you. He's helping you. He's taking you to that prepared table. And surely God's goodness and mercy will always follow you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So just trust God. And know that he's preparing a table before you. Trust him. It costs nothing. Because worrying costs way more. Worrying has adverse effects on our bodies and our minds. It's not easy sometimes. But just ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Say, Lord, I want to rely on you. I want to trust you. I want to work with your time and your season for my life. Have your way, Lord, and help me. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really hope this blessed someone. I hope you loved it. Let me know. Put your, you know, comments on the Instagram post that I'll be sharing. Send me an email, whatever it is. Let me know how this message impacted you. And in everything, please just give all the glory to God. Whatever great thing happens in your life, give thanks, give glory to God, because He's the owner. And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. Love you all. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please like, rate, subscribe, and share. Or you can take a screenshot and share with your friends on your social stories. Have a lovely day, and God bless you.